Bueno, vamos a empezar ahora, como he dicho, con la canción titulada Ella y yo del cantante Don Omar y del cantante Romeo Santos. Antes de empezar, déjame que te ponga un poco en contexto para que puedas entender mejor la canción. I'm gonna say it in English and then you will listen to it in the lyrics and it will all make sense, okay? This song talks about two guys, they are both in a pub having a drink. And then one says to the other that he is in love with a woman that is married. And then the other one is, okay, look, you need to carry on with this love if you are really in love, because look at me and my wife. We are soulmates, we are super happy both together, so you have to fight for love. And then the other one is like, don't give me this advice in your position because you don't know who is the one that is gonna end up hurt. Okay, so I won't tell you anything more. I guess you will be able to figure it out who is the husband. But let's see the song, okay? First part. Ella y yo, she and I, dos locos viviendo una aventura castigada por Dios. Two crazy people in an affair punished by God. Un laberinto sin salida donde el miedo se convierte en amor. A labyrinth with no exit where the fear turns into love. Somos su marido, ella y yo. We are her husband, she and I. Siguiente parte.
Mi esposa y yo.
Now take into account that it's another person, the one that is going to talk, okay? His first was the one that was having the affair, and now it's his friend. And he says, mi esposa y yo, my wife and I, igual que ustedes, compartimos en la vida un eterno amor. Just like you two, we share in life an eternal love. La dama perfecta, toda una belleza, ella es mi inspiración. The perfect lady, beautiful in every way, she is my inspiration. Somos felices ella y yo. We're happy, she and I. Siguiente parte. Now, again, the one that is having the affair. Amigo, ella y yo. Friend, she and I. Solo nos vemos a escondidas para ahogar esta prohibida pasión. We only see each other in secret to extinguish this forbidden love. Y aunque tiene dueño, yo solo tengo un sueño, ser su protector. Even though she belongs to another, I only have a dream, to be her protector. Somos su marido, ella y yo. We are her husband, she and I. Siguiente parte.
Oye, don, lucha por amor.
Oye, Don, lucha por amor. Don is the name of the singer, ok? Don Omar. Listen, Don, fight for love. No me aconsejes en tu posición. Don't give me advice, being in your position. Quizás su marido no mande en su corazón. Perhaps her husband doesn't rule her heart, doesn't own her heart. No sabes quién es víctima en esta confusión. You don't know who is a victim in this confusion. Siguiente parte.
Oye, mi pana, lucha por amor.
No, no me aconsejes en tu posición.
Quizás ese tipo no mande en su corazón.
Tú no sabes quién es víctima en esta confusión.
Oye, mi pana, lucha por amor. Listen, my friend, fight for love. Pana is the way that a lot of people in Latin America say friend, okay? They say pana, just like you say pal in English. So pana is another way of saying friend. We have many. Vale, no me aconsejes en tu posición. Don't give me advice being in your position again. Quizás este tipo no mande, quizás ese tipo no mande en su corazón. Perhaps this guy doesn't rule her heart, doesn't own her heart. Tú no sabes quién es víctima en esta confusión. You don't know who is a victim in this confusion. Siguiente parte.
Mi esposa y yo somos felices, dos almas matices en lo que es el amor. Por eso te entiendo y aunque sea casada no te alejes por temor. No lo hagas, no.
Okay, now the one that is married tells to the one that is having an affair, look, mi esposa y yo, my wife and I, somos felices, dos almas matrices. Sé lo que es el amor. We are happy, two soulmates. I know what love is. Por eso te entiendo y aunque sea casada, no te alejes por temor. That's why I understand you and even if she's married, don't walk away from fear. No lo hagas, Don. Ay, no, no, no. Don't do it, Don. Ay, no, no, no. Siguiente parte. Mi amigo, ella y yo teníamos claro que era una locura esta relación. My friend, she and I were clear that this relationship was craziness. Pero la carne nos llamaba y la cama nos hacía una invitación. But the flesh was calling and the bed extended an invitation. A solo hacer el amor. To only make love. Siguiente parte. I ya te expliqué. It's like, I have already explained it to you. Cuando hay personas que se aman, el amor tiene que vencer. When two people, or when there are people who love each other, love has to overcome. Y que el marido entienda que perdió su hembra, ahora es tu mujer. He says, perdió, because he's from Puerto Rico, okay? That's why he says, perdió. Y que el marido entienda que perdió su hembra, ahora es tu mujer. And the husband has to understand that he lost his wife, his woman, now she's yours. No pueden ganar los tres. The three of you can't all win. Siguiente parte.
Y te repito, lucha por amor.
Y te repito, lucha por amor. And I repeat to you, to fight for love. No me aconsejes en tu posición. Don't give me advice being in your position. Quizás su marido no mande en su corazón. Perhaps her husband no longer owns her heart. Tú no sabes quién es víctima en esta confusión. You don't know who is a victim in this confusion. No seas tan tonto, lucha por amor. Don't be so stupid, fight for love. No me aconsejes en tu posición. Don't give me advice in your position. Quizás ese tipo no mande en su corazón. Perhaps this guy no longer owns her heart. Tú no sabes quién es víctima en esta confusión. You don't know who is a victim in this confusion. Okay, and now comes the ending. Okay, so I will show you. I still will translate. Okay, this time I'm not gonna leave it because it's different. Vale, escuchamos la siguiente parte.
Amigo, pido perdón, yo nunca te fallé. Me traicionaron las ganas de volver a ver. Y aunque todavía no puedo creer. Ese lugar donde tantas veces yo la fui a buscar. Y aunque
Okay, so now comes the confession, okay? The guy says, amigo, pido perdón, yo nunca te fallé. My friend, forgive me, I've never failed you. Me traicionaron las ganas de volverla a ver. But I was betrayed by my desire to see her again. Y aunque todavía no puedo creer, and although I still cannot believe, lo que este amargo encuentro me hizo comprender, what this bitter encounter made me understand, pues tú también llegaste a ese lugar. Well, you also have arrived at this same place. Donde tantas veces yo la fui a buscar. Where so many times I went to see her. Y aunque no es fácil lo que voy a hacer, and although it's not easy what I'm going to do, admitiré que salí con tu mujer. I will admit that I went out with your wife. And then the other one says, ¿qué? Salí con tu mujer. I went out with your wife. I've been seeing your wife. Salí con tu mujer, salí con tu mujer, salí con tu mujer, okay? He repeats the same several times. So now, the other one now knows that all the time the other one was talking about his wife, okay? So now let's see what his reply is. Vamos.
Que te perdone Dios, yo no lo voy a hacer. Los perdí a los dos y a la misma vez. Ya veo que todo era mentira cuando ella me decía que si iba pa' Puerto Rico a vacaciones con su amiga me mintió. Tú y ella en una cama.
El dolor,
una traición,
perdí un amigo por la tentación. Perdón,
adiós.
Okay, so it says, que te perdone Dios, yo no lo voy a hacer. May God forgive you because I'm not going to do it. Los perdí a los dos y a la misma vez. I've lost you both and at the same time. Ya veo que todo era mentira cuando ella me decía que se iba pa' Puerto Rico a vacaciones con su amiga. I see that everything was a lie when she told me that she went to Puerto Rico for a vacation with her friend. Me mintió. Tú y ella en una cama allá en Bayamo. Bayamo is the name of a place, okay? She lied to me, you and her, in a bed back in Bayamo. Quizás en Isla Verde o Carolina, cuántos hoteles ensució. Maybe in Isla Verde or Carolina, how many hotels made dirty? Tú también, los odio a los dos. You too, I hate you both. And then the other one says, no me entiende que yo soy quien más sufro con todo esto. You don't understand me that I am the one who suffers the most with all this. Me mata el dolor. The pain is killing me. And the other one says, fue una traición. It was a betrayal. Perdí un amigo por la tentación. I've lost my friend because of temptation. Perdón, forgive me. And the other one says, adiós, bye. Okay, so this was all. I hope you enjoyed the song. I hope you learned many, many things. I'm not saying this is cool, okay? Doing what this person has done is not cool at all. But at the end of the day, emotions help us to remind, okay? So if you get some emotions with this song, even if it's anger or hate or whatever, it will help you to remind several, I mean to remember, lines, and this will make your vocabulary better and will make your Spanish better, okay? Bueno, como siempre, muchas gracias por elegir Your Spanish Guide para aprender español. Muchas gracias por dejarme 5 estrellas en iTunes, por darle al follow en Spotify, por compartir mi podcast con aquellas personas que tú sabes que quieren aprender español. Y en definitiva, gracias por todo. Gracias también por visitar mi página web, yourspanishguide.com, donde encontrarás lecciones privadas por Skype y también encontrarás las transcripciones de todos los podcasts, los premium, los vídeos premium y un montón de cosas como soporte personal. Nos vemos en el próximo episodio, que será mañana. Hasta entonces, que tengas muy buen día. Adiós.